Windows for your home are a good idea, but they're particularly valuable in the cold Kansas winter weather. Let Howard McGaffin give you a free in-home estimate on his Heartland brand 100% American-made replacement windows.
The Window Company.
Call a friend.
343-9110.
KBOE AM 1400 and 96.9 FM News Time is at 8:23. 61 degrees. We peaked at 67 here yesterday. Overnight low down to 58. Right now, a southwest wind already blowing pretty good out there, gusting to 28 miles an hour. It is cloudy and 61 here at KVOE, live and local. Good morning. It's 8:24.
KVOE, 1400 AM and 96.9 FM, live and local. This is Newsmaker 2.
Yeah, we're pleased to be joined this morning live for our Newsmaker 2 segment by Emporia Police Sergeant Lisa Sage. Lisa, good morning.
Good morning. How are you two?
Doing good. How are you today?
I'm great. Thank you.
Well, thanks for taking some time to join us. Self-defense, fight like a girl.
Yeah.
It's back.
Yes, this is our fourth year. We're so excited. It's such a great time.
Well, tell us when it's going to be and where are you going to have it?
Okay. This year it's on Saturday, April the 14th from 9 in the morning till 1 in the afternoon. And we will be at the Emporia High School again this year and the main gym.
All right. So what does a self-defense training class entail, Sergeant Sage?
A whole lot of fun.
A lot of fun, huh?
Yeah, I tell you, Dr. Damon Leese, you know, he used to be here at ESU.
Yeah.
He comes back and does this for us every year, and he is so much fun and entertaining when we do this. It's just a really great time. And the women that have participated in this in the past, you know, they just have wonderful things to say about it. Not only is it a good, fun time, and you get a little bit of a workout. It's also some very important information that these ladies learn, you know, in the event that they're ever attacked or anything like that from a bad guy.
Let's talk a little bit about maybe some of the different things that are going to be either refreshers for maybe some of the ladies that have attended the prior three or any of the prior three, or some of the stuff that's going to be new coming up April 14th.
Yeah, we go through some pretty basic self-defense type of techniques and tactics. You know, we start pretty slow with things like arm grabs. You know, if somebody were to grab your arm and start pulling on you, something like that. And then, you know, if somebody were to grab you by your hair or your head to pull you, we learn about how to escape from that or how to fight back from things like that. All the way to where if a bad guy would happen to attack you and get you on the ground and how to try to maneuver and escape from that. Again, it's a very slow-paced and do-it-at-your-own-pace type of class. Women of all ages have participated. You can do as much or as little as you want. You know, if you'd rather just come and watch, you can do that as well. So it's very laid back and very easy to participate and at any level that you want to.
So what kind of ages are you looking at? You mentioned all ages, so is that just it, all ages then?
Well, we do have a little bit of a cutoff at 16, and nobody under the age of 16 can participate, unfortunately. But 16 and 17-year-olds do have to have a parental signature to be able to participate. But any other than that, just nobody younger than 16.
Okay. Lisa, when you look at the smaller climate, for lack of a better term, the closer in climate here just with city limits, then also you look at the larger climate nationwide and in light of the hashtag Me Too movement that's developed here over the last really several months.
Mm-hmm.
There's been a lot of discussion about really violence and harassment towards women. How do you think that this could possibly maybe change the tone of what's going to be coming up here on the 14th of April?
Well, I think the most important thing that a class like this can do for women and even younger women is confidence. That is probably the number one thing that you can have if you ever find yourself in a bad situation like that, is just the confidence to do something and not freeze. And that's, you know, we all know about the fight or flight syndrome. You know, that's what our human instincts are. And this class teaches you to, you know, think about it ahead of time and be prepared if something bad were to ever happen to you. And that's probably the number one most important tool that any woman will take out of this class.
Get a little peace of mind right there, April 14th. Now, Lisa, if people want to participate, is there a cost, and how would they get signed up?
It's absolutely free, as always. We have started in the last couple of years doing this, taking donations that we get a lot of donations from some businesses and from individuals that we give to the patients at the Central Care Cancer Center. So we will ask for a $10 donation, but it is absolutely free. We will have T-shirts available to purchase. They're around $20 is what the T-shirts are. Registering and ordering a T-shirt is very easy. You can do that online at our Facebook page. We'll have the forms up there by the end of today. And it's you can also pick those forms up at the police department and turn them in here as well. You can call me here at the police department. You can email me. We're pretty easy to get a hold of. And it's pretty simple. And we encourage people to register early so we have a good idea how many people are going to be there and what kinds of refreshments and fun stuff we can get ready for you.
All right. You mentioned your Facebook page. What is that Facebook address, though, if people want to?
Yes, at Emporia Police Department. If you just put that in your little search area in your Facebook, you'll find us. We'll have a flyer up that tells all the details and when and where and all of our sponsors. And then we'll also have the registration forms and the T-shirt order forms as well.
What do those T-shirts say?
Well, they say fight like a girl, and they also, we have the option of numerous different colors. You know, if you have a particular cancer that you've been affected by, you can get a whatever color T-shirt that you want. There's about three different options of the shirts.
Okay, sounds good. So, Lisa, really appreciate your time here today. Looking forward to bringing you back on probably late March, early April to highlight this again. But in case people are interested, in case ladies are interested, they can get started now.
Yep, you betcha. Just get a hold of me at the police department and I'll help you out. Thank you guys so much.
Well, we'll probably have to get you back on before then because I think you're going to have a Safe Kids Child Passenger Safety Check Lane coming up here in just a few weeks, right?
That's right. Yeah. March the 3rd is going to be our first one. We've got all of our dates set for the year, so we're getting into the season of all of our events going on. So we'll be talking to you guys again, I'm sure.
Thanks, Lisa.
Thank you.
It's Emporia Police Sergeant Lisa Sage. Fight like a girl. Self-defense training class. Damon Lease will be back. And I saw Damon. At, of course, he's at Northwest Missouri.
Yeah.
That's where he's at now. And he was working the football games out there in Emporia State out there. Had a good chance. Had a chance to talk with Damon. Good guy. And does a great job with this program, too.
Absolutely. So if you'd like to be part of that again, get a hold of Emporia Police Sergeant Lisa Sage. If you'd also want